Springtime Mulching. This podcast was developed by John Freeborn, Horticultural Research Specialist at Virginia Tech. Why do we want to mulch? Mulching is a practice that trees have been doing all by themselves for thousands of years. Each year, trees drop leaves or needles to the forest floor, forming a layer of organic matter. This layer serves many functions, but first and foremost, it provides cover to the soil, reducing or eliminating erosion. This layer of leaves also helps to retain moisture, add organic material to the root zone of the plant, and allows recycling of nutrients. Mulch in the landscape serves the same purpose and also provides a number of other benefits. First and foremost, just like in the natural landscape, it helps to conserve and maintain soil moisture, which is a huge benefit for our plants. In addition, mulch also provides the following benefits. The dark color of mulch serves to warm the soil. This promotes earlier root growth and earlier spring growth of plants. Mulch helps to delay soil freezing and prevent frost heaving. Mulch protects plants and plant roots from damage by equipment such as mowers and weed eaters. Mulch minimizes compaction from traffic in the mulched area. It helps to suppress competing vegetation such as weeds and grass. By covering the soil with mulch, soil erosion is minimized or greatly reduced. Mulch slows the runoff from rain events and allows moisture to soak it back into the ground. It enhances garden and landscape appearance, and it also makes maintenance easier. Finally, using an organic mulch also adds organic matter to the soil, which serves to improve the soil's water-holding capacity, increases the number of microorganisms that are present in the soil profile, and improves nutrient holding and also the nutrient supply in the soil. So, what types of mulch are there? There are two main classes, and within each class there are several different types, but the two main classes are organic mulches and inorganic mulches. First, let's discuss the different types of organic mulches. These mulches include bark, wood chips, sawdust, pine straw, and lawn clippings, and typically these must be applied at least once per season. Keep in mind that weeds can be an issue with any of these mulches. First, let's discuss bark. Shredded bark mulches are the most common type of mulch we see, and it's readily available either in bag form or bulk. Usually it's made from pine or hardwood trees in our area, it's resistant to decay, and bark mulches provide organic matter to the soil and offer an aesthetically pleasing effect when properly applied. Wood chips. Wood chips can be utilized as an organic mulch, but sizes greater than 3 inches are recommended as a mulch. This prevents the chips from compacting and forming a very dense layer. Caution must be used, and only fresh chips should be utilized. Chips which have been aged or composted can have products in them that can be toxic to young plants. Sawdust. Sawdust mulches can be easy to get and can make a nice mulch. However, they often compact and form a mat that needs to be broken up to let water and air into the root zone of the mulched plants, so a little management is necessary. It's also important to watch for nitrogen deficiency. This will be when your plants appear light green or yellow colors and slow growth when using sawdust mulches due to the high carbon to nitrogen ratio, which tends to tie up the nitrogen in our system. Lawn clippings. Lawn clippings can be used as a mulch, but in general it's best to leave the clippings on the lawn whenever possible to recycle nutrients in the lawn system. They also should not be utilized if broadleaf weed control products have been applied to the lawn. Leaves. Leaves offer an attractive mulch that's very natural in appearance. They should be partially rotted, shredded, and dried before being used because large leaves that are not rotted can form heavy mats and cause issues with water and air infiltration. They can also trap water underneath, causing a wet, humid environment that fosters decay and fungal infections. Some leaves, such as oak leaves, can contribute to acidity, and walnut leaves contain compounds which may harm plants, so they should be avoided. Finally, pine straw. Pine straw is gaining popularity in our area, and one of the pleasing attributes about pine straw is the needles do not compact, and they help to add a natural look to garden areas. It is important to remember, however, that pine needles can contribute to the acidity of the soil, so a soil testing program would be a great idea if you're using pine straw as an organic mulch source. Now on to inorganic mulches, or what they're also known as permanent mulches. These include gravel, brick chips, and crushed stone, and typically only need to be applied one time, and they're there permanently. Weeds can also be a problem with these types of mulches. These inorganic mulches are usually applied over fabric to create a permanent mulched area. Also, they are recommended when no future planting will be done, and they do make an attractive permanent mulch. However, it's important to remember that these products have a limited ability to conserve moisture and don't really add any organic matter to the soil system or buffer temperatures as well as organic mulches. Also, some crushed stone and gravel products can alter the pH of the soil, so take care when selecting these types of product and be sure to perform a soil analysis the following season to monitor soil pH in your landscape beds. How to mulch. Apply mulches at planting time and then annually as needed. Prior to applying mulches, weeds should be removed and the area leveled. By edging the area to be mulched, you can keep your mulch where it's supposed to be. In the case of trees, mulch from near the trunk to the drip line or at least 2 to 3 feet out whenever possible. Mulch should not be in contact with the trunk of the tree and should never be piled up against the tree, as is the case in the often seen mulch volcano. Mulches should be applied 2 to 4 inches deep. What about how not to mulch? Mulch too thin. Mulch that's less than 2 inches deep does not serve the purpose of conserving moisture, reducing erosion, or providing any of the other benefits of organic mulches. Mulch too close to plant stems or trunks. When mulch is piled against the stems of plants or the trunks of trees, it keeps the tissue too wet and it sets up an environment for insects and diseases to move into that stem or trunk of the covered plant. Mulch not extended to the drip line. Mulching in a small circle around the base of a tree will help to protect it from damage from lawnmowers and weed eaters, but to give your plants the maximum benefit from mulching, mulch should extend to the drip line of the plant or tree. This covers a large percentage of the roots and helps to conserve moisture, minimize competition from grass and other plants in the area, and also offers protection from compaction and damage. No or poor weed control prior to mulching. Mulch provides a great environment for your plants, but it also provides a great environment for weed seeds to germinate and grow. Be sure to remove weeds prior to mulching and also during the season. There are a number of weed control options that exist, such as mechanical weed control. There are pre-emergent weed control products that can be applied early in the season, which prevent weed seed germination. And then there are post-emergent herbicides, which can be applied to remove weeds from the mulch bed areas later in the season. In summary, one of the best things you can do this spring for your plants is to apply a nice layer of mulch. It beautifies the area, conserves moisture through the season, and benefits the plants in a number of other ways. Happy mulching!